The small Central American nation of El Salvador is comprised of 14 separate departamentos, or counties. Salvadorans often refer to the United States as Departamento 15, or Department 15. That's because close to 1.5 million Salvadorans currently live in the U.S. These days, Salvadorans wishing to immigrate are as likely to seek advice from their radios as they are from immigration lawyers. From the capital, San Salvador, Clark Boyd reports.
Run the radio dial during the Monday morning commute in San Salvador, and you're likely to get the usual mix of music and talk. Salsa followed by the weather forecast, merengue topped with the latest soccer scores. But from 8 to 8:30, Radio Estéreo breaks away from the usual format with a program called Enfoque Migratorio, or Focus on Migration. There's no theme music, no DJs with crazy voices or sound effects. Instead, there's just an open phone line and lots of questions about getting a visa to go to the U.S. Sandra Guevara is the host of Enfoque Migratorio. She says most of the questions she gets are pretty typical. People who want to immigrate to the U.S. want to know how they can do it, says Guevara. They want to know what steps to take and what documents they need to live and work there legally. Although the U.S. Embassy won't release hard numbers, consular officials admit that their caseloads have been increasing dramatically in the last few years. Each day, hundreds of Salvadorans line up outside the embassy for interviews, hoping to secure a visa, but only a handful are approved. This, in turn, forces many to attempt to get into the United States illegally. And that worries Otto Pena, executive director of the California-based Association of Salvadorans of Los Angeles, or ASOSAL. A couple of years ago, says Pena, his organization opened an office in El Salvador and approached local radio stations with the idea of an immigration call-in show.
We came here with the purpose of helping the Salvadorians that are here in El Salvador to make sure they emigrate to the United States legally. The venture that we have with these radio stations are basically to inform the people about the services and immigration laws of the United States.
Not everyone is so taken with Enfoque Migratorio. Sociologist Juan José García thinks the show only proves that more Salvadorans are fleeing the country instead of concentrating on solving problems at home. It's evident, says García, that in some Salvadoran communities, 40% of the population lives in a couple of cities in the U.S. All the more reason to give people correct information about getting to America, says Rafael Dominguez. Dominguez is the sales director for Radio Estéreo, the group of stations that runs Focus on Migration. He says the stations offer the show as a public service to Salvadorans both at home and abroad. We want to maintain the income that's generated by our distant brothers in the States, says Dominguez. That's close to $2 billion a year. We need to support that, he says, but do it correctly and legally. Enfoque Migratorio has proven so popular that ASOSAL has also launched a similar program on Salvadoran television. This year, they hope to take the show on tour so that more Salvadorans can get the chance to ask how they, too, can leave their own country. For NPR News, this is Clark Boyd, San Salvador.